Harry Potter. Who's Harry Potter?
Oh, no one. Bit of a tosser, really.
Funny, that paper of yours. A couple of nights ago, I could have sworn I saw a picture of me.
Really?
Thought I was going around a twig.
Hey, I was wondering...
11. That's when I get off. You can tell me all about that toss of Harry Potter.
You've been reckless this summer, Harry.
I like riding around on trains. It takes my mind off things.
Well, unpleasant to behold, isn't it? The tale is thrilling, if I say so myself. But now is not the time to tell it. Take my arm. Do as I say.
Just evaporated, didn't I?
Indeed. Quite successfully, too, I might add. Most people vomit the first time.
Can't imagine why.
Welcome to the charming village of Budley Babberton. Harry, I assume right about now you must be wondering why I brought you here. Am I right?
Actually, sir, after all these years, I just sort of go with it.
One's out, Harry.
Horace?
No need to disfigure me, Albus.
Well, I must say you make a very convincing armchair, Horace.
It's all in the upholstery. I come by the stuffing naturally. What gave me away?
Dragon's blood.
Oh.
Oh, yes, introductions. Harry, I'd like you to meet an old friend and colleague of mine, Horace Slughorn. Horace? Yeah. Well, you know who this is.
Harry Potter.
So what's with all the theatrics, Horace? You weren't by any chance waiting for someone else, were you?
Someone else? I'm sure I don't know what you mean. Oh, all right. The Death Eaters have been trying to recruit me for over a year. Do you know what that's like? I can only say no to these people so many times, so I never stay anywhere more than a week. The Muggles who own this place are in the Canary Islands.
Well, I think we should put it back in order for them, don't you? Mind.
Thank you.
was fun. Do you mind if I use the loo?
No, of course. Don't think I don't know why you're here, Albus. The answer's still no. Absolutely and unequivocally no. You look very like your father. Except for the eyes, of course. You have your...
My mother's eyes, yeah.
Lily. Lovely Lily. She's exceedingly bright, your mother. Even more impressive when one considers she was muggle-born.
One of my best friends is muggle-born. She's the best in our year.
Oh, please don't think I'm prejudiced. No, no, no. Your mother was one of my absolute favourites. Look, there she is, right at the front. All mine, each and every one. Ex-students, I mean. You recognise Barnabas Cuff, editor of the Daily Prophet. Always takes my owl should I wish to register an opinion on the news of the day. Quinnog Jones, captain of the Holyhead Harpies, free tickets whenever I want them. Of course, I haven't been to a match in some time. Ah, yes, Regulus Black. You no doubt know of his older brother, Sirius, died a few weeks ago. I taught the whole Black family, except Sirius. It's a shame. Talented boy. I got Regulus when he came along, of course, but I'd have liked the set.
Horace, do you mind if I take this? I do love knitting patterns.
Yes, of course, but you're not leaving, are you?
Oh, I think I know a lost cause when I see one. Regrettable. I would have considered it a great personal triumph had you consented to return to Hogwarts. Oh, well, you're like my friend Mr. Potter here. One of a kind. Well, bye-bye, Horace. Bye.
All right. I'll do it. But I want Professor Merrithorpe's old office, not the water closet I had before. And I expect a raise. These are mad times we live in. Mad!
They are indeed.
Sir, exactly what was all that about?
You are talented, famous, and powerful. Everything Horace values. Professor Slughorn is going to try to collect you, Harry. You would be his crowning jewel. That's why he's returning to Hogwarts. And it's crucial he should return. I fear I may have stolen a wondrous night from you, Harry. She was, truthfully, very pretty, the girl.
It's all right, sir. I'll go back tomorrow, make some excuse.
Oh, you'll not be returning to Little Whinging tonight, Harry.
But, sir, what about Hedwig? And my trunk?
Both are waiting for you.
Wondering when Harry got here.
What? Harry? Harry who?
Harry Potter, of course.
I think I'd know if Harry Potter was in my house, wouldn't I?
But his trunk's in the kitchen. And his owl.
But no, dear. I seriously doubt that.
Harry. Did someone say Harry?
Me, Nosy. Is he up there with you?
Of course not. I think I'll know if my best friend was in my room, wouldn't I?
Is that an owl I heard?
You haven't seen him, have you? Apparently he's wandering about the house.
Really?
Really?
Harry! Why didn't you let us know you were coming?
I didn't know. Dumbledore.
Oh, that man. But then what would we do without him?
bit of toothpaste.
So when did you get here?
A few days ago. Though for a while I wasn't sure I was coming.
Mum sort of lost it last week. Said Ginny and I had no business going back to Hogwarts. It's too dangerous.
Oh, come on.
She's not alone. Even my parents and their muggles know something bad's happening.
Anyway, Dad stepped in, told her she was being balmy, and it took a few days, but she came round.
But if this is Hogwarts we're talking about, it's Dumbledore. What could be safer?
There's been a lot of talk recently that Dumbledore's got a bit old.
What, rubbish? Well, he's only... What is he?
150? Give or take a few years?
He can't be trusted.
The Dark Lord trusts him.
The Dark Lord has taken.
Run along, one tail.
I know I ought not to be here. The Dark Lord himself forbade me to speak of this.
If the Dark Lord has forbidden it, you ought not to speak. Put it down, Bella. We mustn't touch what isn't ours. As it so happens, I'm aware of your situation, Narcissa.
You? Dark Lord told you.
Your sister doubts me. Understandable. Over the years, I've played my part well. So well, I've deceived one of the greatest wizards of all time. Dumbledore is a great wizard. Only a fool would question it.
I don't doubt you, Severus.
You should be honored, Sissy. As should Draco.
He's just a boy.
I can't change the Dark Lord's mind. But it might be possible for me to help Draco.
Severus, swear to it.
Make the unbreakable vow. It's just empty words. He'll give it his best. When it matters most, he'll just slither back into his hole. Coward.
Take out your wand.
As he attempts to fulfill the Dark Lord's wishes.
I will.
And will you, to the best of your ability, protect him from harm?
I will.
And if Draco should fail, will you yourself carry out the deed?
Farewell.
Step up, step up. We've got fighting fancies. Nosebleed nougat. And just in time for school. Puking pastels.
Into the cauldron, handsome.
Order! I will have order!
Peruvian instant darkness powder.
A real money spinner, that one.
Handy if you need to make a quick getaway.
Hello, ladies.
Love potions, eh?
Yeah, they really do work.
Then again, the way we hear it, sis, you're doing just fine on your own.
Meaning?
Are you not currently dating Dean Thomas?
It's none of your business.
How much for this?
5 galleons.
How much for me?
5 galleons.
I'm your brother.
10 galleons.
Come on, let's go.
I run.
Hi.
Fred and George doing it? Half the alley's closed down.
Fred reckons people need a laugh these days.
I reckon he's right.
Oh, no. Everyone got their ones from Ollivander's.
Harry? Is it me, or do Draco and Mummy look like two people who don't want to be followed?
Boxing day, you know. Fibber?
Oh, please. What's a rax bat?
They're invisible creatures. They float in your ears and make your brain go fuzzy.
So what was Draco doing with that weird-looking cabinet? And who were all those people? You see, it was a ceremony, an initiation.
Stop it, Harry. I know where you're going with this.
It's happened. He's one of them.
One of what?
Harry is under the impression Draco Malfoy is now a Death Eater.
You're barking. What would you know who rolled a sod like Malfoy?
Well, then what's he doing in Borgin and Burke's? Browsing for furniture?
It's a creepy shot. He's a creepy bloke.
Look, his father is a Death Eater. It only makes sense. Besides, someone only saw it with their own eyes.
I told you. I don't know what I saw.
I need some air.
was that? What was it?
Relax, boys. It's probably just a fancy messing around. Come on, Draco. Sit down. We'll be at Hogwarts soon.
Hogwarts. What a pathetic excuse for a school. I think I'd pitch myself off the astronomy tower if I thought I'd continue for another 2 years.
What's that supposed to mean?
Let's just see, I don't think you'll see me wasting my time in charms class next year. Amused, Blaze. We'll see just who's laughing in the end. You go on. I want to check something.
Where's Harry?
He's probably already on the platform. Come on.
Didn't Mummy ever tell you it was rude to eavesdrop, Potter?
Oh, yeah. She was dead before you could wipe the drool off your chin. That's for my father. Enjoy your ride back to London. How do you know where I was?
Braxford. Your head's full of them.
Sorry I made you miss the carriages, by the way, Luna.
That's all right. It was like being with a friend.
Well, I am your friend, Luna.
That's nice.
Oh, about time. I've been looking all over for you two. Right. Names? Professor Flitwick, you've known me for 5 years. No exceptions, Potter.
Who are those people?
Auras. Or security.
What's his cane here, then?
It's not a cane, you cretin, it's a walking stick.
And we heck is it you
can It's all right, Mr. Filch. I can vouch for Mr. Malfoy.
Nice face, Potter.
Would you like me to fix it for you? Personally, I think you look a bit more devil-may-care this way, but it's up to you.
Well, have you ever fixed a nose before?
No, but I've done several toes, and how different are they, really?
Okay, yeah, give it a go. How do I look?
Exceptionally ordinary.
Brilliant.
Don't worry.
I'll be here in a minute.
Will you stop eating? Your best friend is missing.
Oi! Turn around, you lunatic.
He's covered in blood again. Why is it he's always covered in blood?
Looks like it's his own this time.
Where have you been? Look at your face.
Later. What have I missed?
Sorting out urges all to be brave and strong in these troubled times. Easy for it to say, though. It's a hand.
Very best of evenings to you all.
Thanks.
First off, let me introduce the newest member of our staff, Horace Slughorn. Professor Slughorn, I'm happy to say, has agreed to resume his old post as Potions Master. Meanwhile, the post of Defense Against the Dark Arts will be taken by Professor Snape. As you know, each and every one of you was searched upon your arrival here tonight, and you have the right to know why. Once there was a young man who, like you, sat in this very hall, walked this castle's corridors, stepped under its roof. He seemed to all the world a student like any other. His name? Tom Riddle. Today, of course, he's known all over the world by another name. Which is why, as I stand looking out upon you all tonight, I'm reminded of a sobering fact. Every day, every hour, this very minute, perhaps, dark forces attempt to penetrate this castle's walls. But in the end, their greatest weapon is you. Just something to think about. Now, off to bed. Pip, pip.
That was cheerful.
The strength magic is upstairs, ladies, not down. Mr. Davis! Mr. Davis, that is the girl's lavatory.
Potter.
Oh, this can't be good.
Enjoying ourselves, are we?
What? I had a free period this morning, Professor.
So I noticed. I would think you would want to fill it with potions. Or is it no longer your ambition to become an auror?
It was, but I was told I had to get an outstanding in my OWL.
So you did. When Professor Snape was teaching potions, however, Professor Slughorn is perfectly happy to accept new students. With exceeds expectations.
Brilliant. Well, I'll head there straight away.
Oh, good, good.
Potter,
take Weasley with you. He looks far too happy over there.
I don't want to take potions. This Quidditch trial's coming up. I need to practice.
Attention to detail in the preparation is the prerequisite of all planning. Ah, Harry, my boy, I'm beginning to worry. We've got someone with us, I see.
Ron Weasley, sir. But I'm dead awful at potions. A menace, actually, so I'm probably just going to...
Nonsense. We'll sort you out. Any friend of Harry's is a friend of mine. Get your books out.
Sorry, sir, I haven't actually got my book yet. Nor's Ron.
Not to worry, get what you want from the cupboard. Now, as I was saying, I prepared some concoctions this morning. Any ideas what these might be? Yes, Miss...
Granger, sir. That one there is Veracerum. It's a truth-telling serum. And that one... Terribly tricky to make, and this is Amortentia, the most powerful love potion in the world. It's rumoured to smell differently to each person according to what attracts them. For example, I smell freshly mown grass and new parchment and spearmint toothpaste.
Now, amor tentium doesn't create actual love. That would be impossible. But it does cause powerful infatuation or obsession. And for that reason, it is probably the most dangerous potion in this room.
Sir, you haven't told us what's in that one.
Oh, yes. What you see before you, ladies and gentlemen, is a curious little potion known as Felix Felicis. But it is more commonly referred to as...
Liquid luck.
Yes, Miss Granger. Liquid luck. Desperately tricky to make, disastrous should you get it wrong. One sip and you will find that all of your endeavours succeed. At least until the effects wear off. So, this is what I offer each of you today. One tiny vial of liquid luck for the student who, in the hour that remains, manages to brew an acceptable draught of living death. The recipes for which can be found on page 10 of your books. I should point out, however, only once did a student manage to brew a potion of sufficient quality to claim this prize. Nevertheless, good luck to you all. Let the brewing commence.
Don't cut it.
No. The instructions specifically say to cut.
No, really.
Beard. It is perfect. So perfect, I dare say one drop would kill us all. So here we are then, as promised. One vial of Felix Felicis. Congratulations. Use it well.
Harry, you got my message. Come in. How are you?
I'm fine, sir.
Enjoying your classes? I know Professor Slughorn is most impressed with you.
I think he overestimates my abilities, sir.
Do you?
Definitely.
What about your activities outside the classroom?
Sir?
Well, I notice you spend a great deal of time with Miss Granger. I can't help wondering if...
Oh, no, no. I mean, she's brilliant, and we're friends, but no.
Forgive me. I was merely being curious. But enough chit-chat. You must be wondering why I summoned you here tonight. The answer lies here. What you are looking at are memories. In this case, pertaining to one individual, Voldemort. Or as it was known then, Tom Riddle. This vial contains the most particular memory of the day I first met him. I'd like you to see it, if you would.
confusion upon receiving your letter, Mr. Dumbledore. In all the years Tom's been here, he's never once had a family visitor. There have been incidents with the other children. Nasty things. Tom, you have a visitor.
How do you do, Tom?
Don't! You're the doctor, aren't you?
No. I'm a professor.
I don't believe you. She wants me looked at. They think I'm different.
Well, perhaps they're right.
I'm not mad.
Hogwarts is not a place for mad people. Hogwarts is a school. School of magic. You can do things, can't you, Tom? Things other children can't.
I can make things move without touching them. I can make animals do what I want without training them. I can make bad things happen to people who are mean to me. I can make them hurt. If I want. Who are you?
Well, I'm like you, Tom. I'm different.
Prove it.
I think there's something in your wardrobe trying to get out, Tom. Thievery is not tolerated at Hogwarts, Tom. At Hogwarts, you'll be taught not only how to use magic, but how to control it. You understand me?
I can speak to snakes, too. They find me. Whisper things. Is that normal for someone like me?
Did you know, sir? Then?
Did I know I just met the most dangerous dark wizard of all time? No. If I had, I... Over time, while here at Hogwarts, Tom Riddle grew close to one particular teacher. Can you guess who that teacher might be?
You didn't bring Professor Slughorn back simply to teach potions, did you, sir?
No, I did not. You see, Professor Slughorn possesses something I desire very dearly, but he will not give it up easily.
You said Professor Slughorn will try to collect me.
I did.
Do you want me to let him?
Yes.
So this morning I'm going to be putting you all through a few drills just to assess your strengths. Quiet, please.
Shut it!
Thanks. All right. Now then, remember, just because you made the team last year does not guarantee you a spot this year. Is that clear? Good.
How are feelings, Weasley, all right?
How are feelings?
Yeah, I'll be going out for Keeper as well. It's something personal.
Really? Strapping guy like you, you've got more of a beater's build, don't you think? Keepers need to be quick, agile.
I like my chances. Say, think you could introduce me to your friend Granger? Wouldn't mind getting on a first-name basis, know what I mean?
I thought I was going to miss that last one.
I hope Cormac's not taking it too hard. It's got a bit of a thing for you, Hermione, Cormac.
He's vile.
Have you ever heard of this spell? Sectum Sempra?
No, I haven't. And if you had a shred of self-respect, you'd hand that book in.
Not bloody likely. He's top of the class. He's even better than you, Hermione. Slughorn thinks he's a genius.
Oh. I'd like to know whose that book was. Let's have a look, shall we?
No.
Why not?
The binding is fragile.
The binding is fragile?
Yeah.
Who's the Half-Blood Prince?
Who?
That's what it says right here. This book is property of the Half-Blood Prince. Princess.
I didn't say I wasn't curious, and I don't sleep with it.
Well, it's true. I like a nice chat before I go to bed. All you do is read that bloody book. It's like being with Hermione.
Well, I was curious. So I went
to the library. And?
And nothing. I couldn't find a reference anywhere to a half-blood prince.
There we go, that settles it then.
Yeah, I was hoping to find you in the Three Broomsticks.
Emergency choir practice, I'm afraid, Horace.
Does anyone fancy a butterbeer?
A chum of mine was sledging down Clagsby Hill. We had a very long, homemade Norwegian-style sledging.
No, not that.
We battled down, we hit one melted with
no, sit beside me. Okay.
Something to drink?
Three butterbeers and some ginger and lime, please.
Oh,
sledging, but I'm still hurtling down this.
Oh, bloody hell. Slick gear.
Obviously, we're all only holding hands. And snogging.
I'd like to leave.
What? You can't be serious.
That happens to be my sister.
So? If she looked over here and saw you snogging me, would you expect her to get up and leave?
Hey, my boy.
Oh, so wonderful to see you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, what brings you here?
Oh, Three Broomsticks and I go way back, further than I care to admit. I can remember when it was one broomstick.
All hands on deck, Granger.
Listen, my boy. In the old days, I used to throw together the occasional supper party. Select a student or two. Would you be game?
I'd consider it an honour, sir.
You'd be welcome too, Granger.
I'd be delighted, sir.
Splendid. Look for my owl. Good to see you, Wallenby.
What are you playing at? Dumbledore's asked me to get to know him. Get to know him? I don't know. It must be important. If it wasn't, Dumbledore wouldn't ask. God, a little bit.
Doing.
Did you hear what she was saying back at the pub about me and her snogging? As if.
I warned her! I warned her not to touch it!
Sure, Katie did not have this in her possession when she entered the Three Broomsticks.
It's like I said, she left to go to the loo, and when she came back, she had the package. She said it was important that she deliver it.
Did she say to whom?
To Professor Dumbledore.
Very well, thank you, Leanne. You may go. Why is it, when something happens, it is always you three?
Believe me, Professor, I've been asking myself the same question for 6 years.
Oh, Severus. What do you think?
I think Miss Bell is lucky to be alive.
She was cursed, wasn't she? I know, Katie. Off the Quidditch pitch, she wouldn't hurt a fly. If she was delivering that to Professor Dumbledore, she wasn't doing it knowingly.
Yes, she was cursed.
It was Malfoy.
That is a very serious accusation, Potter.
Indeed. Your evidence?
I just know.
You just know. Once again, you astonish with your gifts, Potter. Gifts mere mortals can only dream of possessing. How grand it must be to be the chosen one.
I suggest you go back to your dormitories, all of you.
suppose Dean sees in her, Ginny?
And what does she see in him?
Dean? He's brilliant.
You called him a slick git not 5 hours ago.
Yeah, well, he was running his hands all over my sister, wasn't he? Something snaps. You've got to hate him, you know. On principle.
I suppose.
So what is it he sees in her?
I don't know. She's smart, funny, attractive.
Attractive?
You know, she's got nice skin.
Skin? You're saying Dean's dating my sister because of her skin?
Well, no, I mean, I'm just saying it could be a contributing factor.
Hermione's got nice skin. Wouldn't you say? As skin goes, I mean.
I've never really thought about it. But I suppose, yeah. Very nice. I think I'll be going to sleep now.
Right.
So tell me, Cormac, do you see anything of your uncle Tiberius these days?
Yes, sir. In fact, I'm meant to go hunting with him and the Minister for Magic over the holidays.
Oh, well, be sure to give them both my best. And what about your uncle, Belby? For those of you who don't know, Marcus's uncle invented the Wolfsbane potion. Is he working on anything new?
I don't know. He and my dad don't get on. Probably because my dad's just potions are rubbish. His only potion worth having is a stiff one at the end of the day.
What about you, Miss Granger? What exactly does your family do in the Muggle world?
My parents are dentists. They attend to people's teeth.
Fascinating. And is that considered a dangerous profession?
No. Although, one boy, Robbie Fenwick, did bite my father once. He needed 10 stitches.
Ah! Miss Weasley, come in, come in.
Look at her eyes. They've been fighting again, her and Dean. Sorry, I'm not usually late.
No matter. Just in time for dessert. That is, if Belby's left you any. Bye-bye. Potter.
I'm sorry, sir. I was just admiring your hourglass.
Ah, yes. That's an intriguing object. The sand runs in accordance with the quality of the conversation. If it is stimulating, the sand runs slowly. If it is not...
I think I'll be going then.
Nonsense! You have nothing to fear, dear boy. As for some of your classmates, well, let's just say they're unlikely to make the shelf.
The shelf, sir?
Anyone who aspires to be anyone hopes to end up here. But then again, you already are someone, aren't you, Harry?
Did Voldemort ever make the shelf, sir? You knew him, didn't you, sir, Tom Riddle? You were his teacher.
Mr. Riddle had a number of teachers whilst here at Hogwarts.
What was he like? I'm sorry, sir. Forgive me. He killed my parents.
Of course. It's only natural you should want to know more. But I'm afraid I must disappoint you, Harry. When I first met young Mr. Riddle, he was a quiet, albeit brilliant boy, committed to becoming a first-rate wizard. Not unlike others I've known. Not unlike yourself, in fact. If the monster existed, it was buried deep within.
okay, Ron?
Nice cap! Ron, you're
the loser! I'm counting on you, Ron. I've two galleons on Gryffindor, yeah?
Who's there? What's he wearing?
So how was it then?
How was what?
Your dinner party.
Pretty boring, actually. Though I think Harry enjoyed dessert. Slughorn's having Christmas due, you know. And we're meant to bring someone.
I expect you'll be bringing McLagan. He's in the Slug Club, isn't he?
Actually, I was going to ask you.
Really?
Good luck today, Ron. I know you'll be brilliant.
I'm resigning. After today's match, McLagan can have my spot.
Have it your way. Please.
Hello, everyone. You look dreadful, Ron. Is that why you put something in his cup? Is it a tonic? Liquid luck. Don't drink it, Ron. You could pick spell for that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on, Harry. We've got a game to win.
Charm spell. Just practicing.
Well, they're really good.
How does it feel, Harry? When you see Dean with Ginny?
Oh.
I know. I see the way you look at her. You're my best friend. think this room's taken.
What's with the birds?
A pugno.
Feels like this.
Liberty's kiss whomever he likes. I really couldn't care less. Was I under the impression he and I would be attending Slughorn's Christmas party together? Yes. Now, given the circumstances, I've had to make other arrangements.
Have you?
Yes. Why?
Well, I just thought, seeing as neither of us can go with who we'd really like to, we should go together as friends.
Why didn't I think of that?
Who are you going with?
It's a surprise. Anyway, it's you we've got to worry about. You can't just take anyone. See that girl over there? That's Romilda Vane. Apparently she's trying to smuggle you a love potion.
Really?
Hey, she's only interested in you because she thinks you're the chosen one.
But I am the chosen one. Okay, sorry. Kidding. I'll ask someone I like. Someone cool.
Been to this part of the castle. At least not while awake. I sleepwalk, you see. That's why I wear shoes to bed.
Drink? Never. I didn't get into the slug club. It's okay, though. He's got Bill behind our towels in the loo.
I'm fine, mate. Thanks.
Okay.
Hermione, what are you doing? And what happened to you?
No, I've just escaped. I mean, left Cormac under the mistletoe.
Cormac? That's who you invited?
I thought I would annoy Ron the most.
Thank you very much. We'll catch up with you.
He's got more tentacles than a snarfalot plant.
Dragon tartar?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Just as well. They give one horribly bad breath.
Oh, second thoughts. I might keep Cormac at bay. Oh, God, here he comes.
I think she just went to powder her nose.
She's a pretty little minx, your friend. Likes to work her mouth too, isn't she? Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
What is this for me tomorrow?
Dragon Balls.
You've just bought yourself a month's detention, McLagan. Not so quick, Potter.
Sir, I really think I should rejoin the party. My date
can surely survive your absence for another minute or two. Besides, I only wish to convey a message.
A message?
From Professor Dumbledore. He asked me to give you his best, and he hopes you enjoy your holiday. You see, he's travelling, and he won't return until term resumes.
Travelling where?
Take your hands off me, filthy squib!
Professor Slughorn, sir. I've just discovered this boy lurking in an upstairs corridor. He claims to have been invited to your party.
Okay, okay, I was gate crashing. Happy?
I'll escort him out.
Certainly. Professor.
Right, everyone, carry on, carry on.
Maybe I did hex that bell girl. Maybe I didn't. Look at you.
I swore to protect you. I made the unbreakable vow.
I don't need protection. I was chosen for this. Out of all others, me. And I won't fail him.
You're afraid, Draco. You attempt to conceal it, but it's obvious. Let me assist you.
No! I was chosen. This is my moment.
Unbreakable vow.
You sure that's what Snape said?
Positive.
Why?
It's just you can't break an unbreakable vow.
I'd work that much out for myself, funny enough.
I can't understand. Oh, bloody hell.
Again, chap. Look,
and I'll take your word for it. So what happens to you? What happens if you break an unbreakable vow?
You die.
Voldemort has chosen Draco Malfoy for a mission.
I know it sounds mad.
Has it occurred to you, Harry, that Snape was simply pretending to offer Draco help so he could find out what he was up to?
That's not what it sounded like.
Perhaps Harry's right, Remus. I mean, to make an unbreakable vow...
It comes down to whether or not you trust Dumbledore's judgment. Dumbledore trusts Snape, therefore I do.
Dumbledore can make mistakes, he said to
himself. You're blinded by hatred.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. People are disappearing, Harry, daily. We can only place our trust in a handful of people. If we start fighting amongst ourselves, we're doomed.
Open up, you. Don't you trust me?
Good.
Just,
pie?
Not for me, no.
You'll have to forgive Remus. It takes its toll, his condition.
Are you all right, Mr. Weasley?
We're being followed, all of us. Most days, Molly doesn't leave the house. It's not been easy.
Did you get my owl?
Yes, I did. If Dumbledore's travelling, then that's news to the Ministry, but perhaps that's the way Dumbledore wants it. As for Draco Malfoy, I know a bit more.
Go on.
I sent an agent to Borgin and Burks. I think, from what you described, what you and Ron saw at the end of the summer, the object that Draco is so interested in is a vanishing cabinet.
A vanishing cabinet?
They were all the rage when Voldemort first rose to power. You can see the appeal. Should the Death Eaters come knocking, one simply had to slip inside and disappear for an hour or two. It could transport you practically anywhere. Tricky contraptions, though. Very temperamental.
What happened to it? The one at Borgin and Burks?
Nothing. It's still there.
It was delicious, Molly, really.
Are you sure you won't stay?
No, we should go.
The first night of the cycle's always the worst.
Remus?
Sweetheart. Has Ron gone to bed?
Not yet. No.
Shoelace. Merry Christmas, Harry.
Merry Christmas.
get to you. You're bloody lucky you weren't killed. Sorry. You have to realise who you are, Harry.
I know who I am, Hermione, all right?
Sorry.
Have one. Of course I'll wear it.
That's my one. Excuse me, I have to go and vomit.
Sir, is it true that Professor Merrythought is retiring?
Tom, I couldn't tell you if I knew, could I? And by the way, thank you for the pineapple. You're quite right, it is my favourite. But how did you know?
Intuition.
Good gracious, is it that time already? Off you go, boys, or Professor Tippett will have us all in detention. Look sharp, Tom. Don't want to be caught out of bed after hours. Something on your mind, Tom?
Yes, sir. You see, I couldn't think of anyone else to go to. The other professors, well, they're not like you. They might misunderstand.
Go on.
I was in the library the other night, in the restricted section. I read something rather odd about a bit of rare magic. I thought perhaps you could illuminate me. It's called, as I understand it...
Beg your pardon? I don't know anything about such things, and if I did, I wouldn't tell you. Now get out of here at once, and don't let me ever catch you mentioning it again!
Confused? I'd be surprised if you weren't.
I don't understand. What happened?
This is perhaps the most important memory I've collected. It is also a lie. This memory has been tampered with by the same person whose memory it is, our old friend Professor Slughorn.
But why would he tamper with his own memory?
I suspect he's ashamed of it.
Why?
Why indeed? I asked you to get to know Professor Slughorn, and you have done so. I want you to persuade him to divulge his true memory any way you can.
I don't know him that well, sir.
This memory is everything. Without it, we are blind. Without it, we leave the fate of our world to chance. You have no choice. You must not fail.
I highly recommend you reacquaint yourself with the chapter on antidotes. I'll tell you more about bazaars in our next class. Right, off you go. Please, don't forget your rat tail. It isn't the Prince of Potions himself. What do I owe this pleasure?
Well, sir, I wondered if I might ask you something.
Ask away, dear boy, ask away.
Well, you see, the other day I was in the library, in the restricted section, and I came across something rather odd about a very rare piece of magic.
Yes? What was this rare piece of magic?
Well, I don't know. I can't remember the name exactly. But it just got me wondering, are there some kinds of magic you're not allowed to teach us?
I'm Potions Master, Harry. I think your question better be posed to Professor Snape.
Yes. He and I don't exactly see eye to eye, sir. What I mean to say is, well, he's not like you. He might misunderstand.
Yes. There can be no light without the dark. So it is with magic. Myself, I strive to live within the light. I suggest you do the same.
Is that what you told Tom Riddle, sir, when he came asking questions?
Dumbledore put you up to this, didn't he? Didn't he?
tea. Yes? Oh, it's you, Potter. I'm sorry, I'm busy at work.
Beautiful, isn't it? The moon.
Divine. Had ourselves a little late night snack, did we?
It was on your bed, the box. I just thought I'd try one.
Or 20.
I can't stop thinking about Harry.
Honestly, you know, I reckon she was starting to annoy you.
She could never annoy me. I think I love her.
Well, brilliant.
Do you think she knows I exist?
I bloody well hope so. She's been snogging you for 3 months.
Snogging? Who are you talking about?
Who are you talking about?
Romilda, of course. Romilda Vane.
Okay, very funny.
Dad, what's that for? It's no joke. I'm in love with her.
All right, fine, you're in love with her. Have you ever actually met her?
No. Can you introduce me?
Come on, Ron. I'm going to introduce you to Romilda Vane. I'm sorry, sir. I wouldn't bother you if it weren't absolutely essential.
Where's Romilda?
What's the matter with Wimby?
Very powerful love potion.
Very well. Better bring him in. I'd have thought you could whip up a remedy for this in no time, Harry.
Oh, I thought this called for more practiced hands, sir.
Hello, darling. How's your drink?
Perhaps you're right.
I'm sorry, by the way, Professor, about earlier today. Our misunderstanding.
Oh, not at all. All water under the bridge, you know. Correct?
Well, I expect you're tired of it after all these years. All the questions about Voldemort.
Don't use that name. Here, my boy. Bottoms up.
What's this?
Tonic for the nerves.
What happened to me?
Love potion.
A bloody strong one at that.
I feel really bad.
You need a pick-me-up, my boy. Got buttered beer, wine, dazzling oak-matured mead. I had other intentions for this, but I think given the circumstances... Here you are, Potter. To life!
Ron! Ron! Professor, do something!
I don't understand!
Come on, Ron, breathe.
Thinking on your part, Harry, using a bazaar. You must be very proud of your student, Horace.
Hmm? Oh, yes, very proud.
Well, I think we agree. Potter's actions were heroic. The question is, why were they necessary?
Why, indeed. This appears to be a gift, Horace. You don't remember who gave you this bottle. By the way, it possesses remarkably subtle hints of licorice and cherry. We're not polluted with poison.
Actually, I had intended to give it as a gift myself.
To whom, I might ask?
To you, Headmaster.
Where is he? Where's my 1-1? Has he been asking for me? What's she doing here?
I might ask you the same question.
I happen to be his girlfriend.
I happen to be his friend.
That made me laugh. You haven't spoken in weeks. I suppose you want to make up with him now that he's suddenly all interesting.
He's been poisoned, you daft dimbo. And for the record, I've always found him interesting.
Ah, see? He senses my presence. Don't worry, 1-1. I'm here.
Oh, to be young and to feel love's keen sting. Well, come away, everybody. Mr. Weasley is well tended.
About time, don't you think?
Thank you.
Oh, shut up.
Tell me how I broke up with Lavender again.
Well, she came to visit you in the hospital. And you talked. I don't believe it was a particularly long conversation.
Don't get me wrong, I'm bloody thrilled to be shot of her. She seems a bit put out.
Yes, she does, doesn't she? You say you don't remember anything from that night. Anything at all.
There is something. But it can't be. I was completely boggled, wasn't I?
Right. Boggled. Katie Bell.
Katie, how are you?
I know you're going to ask, Harry, but I don't know who cursed me. I've been trying to remember, honestly, but I just can't.
I know what you did, Malfoy. You hexed her, didn't you? You have to get rid of it. Take my hand. It's the wrong requirement.
We need to hide the Half-Blood Prince's book, where no one will ever find it. Including you.
What was that?
See? You never know what you'll find up here. All right, close your eyes. That way you can't be tempted. Close your eyes. You can stay hidden up here too if you like.
So, did you and Ginny do it then?
What?
You know, like the book.
Oh, yeah.
Still no luck with Slughorn, then, I take it.
Luck. That's it. All I need is a bit of luck.
Well? How do you feel?
Excellent. Really excellent.
Remember, Slughorn usually eats early, takes a walk, and then returns to his office.
Right. I'm going down to Hagrid's.
What? No, Harry, you've got to go and speak to Slughorn. We have a plan.
I know, but I've got a really good feeling about Hagrid's. I feel it's the place to be tonight. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Well, trust me, I know what I'm doing. Or Felix does. Hi! Sorry, sir. I should have announced myself. Cleared my throat. Coughed. You probably feared I was Professor Sprout.
Yes, sir. Definitely. What makes you think?
Oh, well, just the general behaviour, sir. The sneaking around, the jumping when you saw me. Are those tentacular leaves, sir? They're very valuable, aren't they?
10 galleons a leaf to the right buyer. Not that I'm familiar with any such back alley transactions, but one does hear rumours. My own interests are purely academic, of course.
I mean, personally, these plants always kind of freak me out.
Exactly how did you get out of the castle, Harry?
Oh, through the front door, sir. I'm off to Hagrid's, you see. He's a very dear friend, and I just fancy paying him a visit. So, if you don't mind, I will be going now.
Harry!
Sir?
It's nearly nightfall. Surely you realise I can't allow you to go roaming the grounds by yourself?
Well, then, by all means, come along, sir.
Harry, I must insist you accompany me back to the castle immediately.
That would be counterproductive, sir.
But what makes you say that?
No idea.
Horace?
Merlin's beard. Is that an actual acromantula?
A dead one, I think, sir.
Good God. Dear fellow, however did you manage to kill it?
Kill it? Eldest friend he was.
I'm so sorry, I didn't...
Oh, don't worry yourself, you're not alone. Seriously misunderstood creatures spiders are. It's the eyes, I reckon, they unnerve some folk.
Not to mention the pincers.
Yeah, I reckon that too.
Hagrid, the last thing I wish to be is indelicate, but acromantula venom is uncommonly rare. Would you allow me to extract a vial or two, purely for academic purposes, you understand?
Well, I don't suppose it's going to do him much good now, is it?
My thoughts exactly. I have an ampoule or two about my person for just such occasions as this. Older potion master's habit, you know.
I wish you could have seen him in his prime. Magnificent he was. Just magnificent.
Would you like me to say a few words?
Yes.
You had a family, I trust?
Oh, yeah.
Farewell.
Aragog.
Farewell, Aragog, king of the arachnids. Your body will decay, but your spirit lingers on, and your human friend finds solace in the loss.
And his wand snapped in two, which was sad.
I had him from an egg, you know. Tiny little thing he was when he hatched. No bigger than a Pekingese. A Pekingese, mind you.
Oh, sweet. I once had a fish. Francis is very dear to me. One afternoon I came downstairs and it vanished.
Off. Very odd,
isn't it? Isn't it? But that's life, I suppose. You go along and then suddenly... Poof.
Poof. Poof.
It was a student who gave me Francis. One spring afternoon, I discovered a bowl on my desk. Just a few inches of clear water in it. And floating on the surface was a flower petal. As I watched, it sank. Just before it reached the bottom, it transformed to a wee fish. Beautiful magic, wondrous to behold. The flower petal had come from a lily. Your mother, the day I came downstairs, the day the bowl was empty, was the day your mother. I know why you're. But I can't help you. It would ruin me.
Do you know why I survived, Professor? The night I got this. Because of her. Because she sacrificed herself. Because she refused to step aside. Because her love was more powerful than Voldemort.
Don't say his name.
I'm not afraid of the name, Professor. I'm going to tell you something. Something others have only guessed at. It's true. I am the Chosen One. Only I can destroy him, but in order to do so, I need to know what Tom Riddle asked you all those years ago in your office, and I need to know what you told him. Be brave, Professor. Be brave like my mother.
Otherwise, you disgrace her. Otherwise, she died for nothing. Otherwise, the bowl will remain empty forever.
Please, don't think badly of me when you see it. You have no idea what he was like even then.
I was in the library that night, in the restricted section, and I read something rather odd about a bit of rare magic. It's called, as I understand it, a Horcrux.
I beg your pardon?
Horcrux. I came across the term while reading, and I didn't fully understand it.
I'm not sure what you were reading, Tom, but... but this is very dark stuff, very dark indeed.
Which is why I came to you.
A Horcrux is an object in which a person has concealed part of their soul.
But I don't understand how that works.
One splits one's soul and hides part of it in an object. By doing so, you are protected should you be attacked and your body destroyed.
Protected?
Part of your soul that is hidden lives on. In other words, you cannot die.
And how does one split his soul, sir?
I think you already know the answer to that, Tom.
Murder.
Yes. Killing rips the soul apart. It is a violation against nature.
Can you only split the soul once? For instance, isn't seven?
Seven? Merlin's beard, Tom. Isn't it bad enough to consider killing one person? To rip the soul into seven pieces? This is all hypothetical, isn't it, Tom? All academic.
Of course, sir. It'll be our little secret.
Sir.
This is beyond anything I imagined.
You mean to say he succeeded, sir, in making a Horcrux?
Oh, yes, he succeeded, all right. And not just once.
What are they exactly?
Could be anything. Most commonplace of objects. A ring, for example. Or a book.
Tom Riddle's diary.
It's a Horcrux, yes. 4 years ago, when you saved Ginny Weasley's life in the Chamber of Secrets, you brought me this. I knew then this was a different kind of magic. Very dark. Very powerful. But until tonight, I had no idea just how powerful.
And the ring?
Belonged to Voldemort's mother. Difficult to find. Even more difficult to destroy.
But if you could find them all, if you did destroy each Horcrux...
One destroys Voldemort.
How would you find them? They could be hidden anywhere, couldn't they?
True. But magic, especially dark magic... leaves traces.
It's where you've been going, isn't it, sir? When you leave the school.
Yes. And I think perhaps I may have found another. But this time, I cannot hope to destroy it alone. Once again, I must ask too much of you, Harry.
Have you ever considered that you ask too much, that you take too much for granted? Has it ever crossed your brilliant mind that I don't want to do this anymore?
Whether it has or hasn't is irrelevant. I will not negotiate with you, Severus. You agreed. Nothing more to discuss. Shave, my friend. You know, at times I forget how much you've grown. At times I still see the small boy from the cupboard. Forgive my mawkishness, Harry. I'm an old man.
You still look the same to me, sir.
Just like your mother, you're unfailingly kind. A trait people never fail to undervalue, I'm afraid. The place to which we journey tonight is extremely dangerous. I promised you could accompany me, and I stand by that promise. But there is one condition. You must obey every command I give you without question.
Yes, sir.
You do understand what I'm saying. Should I tell you to hide, you hide. Should I tell you to run, you run. Should I tell you to abandon me and save yourself, you must do so. Your word, Harry.
My word.
Take my arm.
So I thought you couldn't operate within Hogwarts.
Well, being me has its privileges. In order to gain passage, payment must be made. Payment intended to weaken any intruder.
You should have let me, sir.
Oh, no, Harry. Your blood's much more precious than mine. How do we get there?
forward, Harry.
All of it has to be drunk. You remember the conditions on which I brought you with me? This potion might paralyze me. Might make me forget why I'm here. Might cause me so much pain that I beg for relief. You are not to indulge these requests. It's your job, Harry, to make sure I keep drinking this potion. Even if you have to force it down my throat. Understood?
Why can't I drink it, sir?
Because I'm much older. Much cleverer and much less valuable. Your good health, Harry.
Professor. Professor. Professor, can you hear me? Professor. Keep drinking, like you said, remember?
Stop!
It will stop, Professor, it will stop. But only if you keep
Please
drinking.
Don't make me...
I'm sorry, sir.
Please. Kill me!
No.
This is my fault. All my fault.
I promise I'll do what you say. I promise. Please.
Water.
Lumos. Primus Maxima!
To your houses. No dawdling.
To Madame Pomfrey.
No. Severus. Severus is who I need. Wake him. Tell him what happened. Speak to no one else. Severus, Harry. Hide yourself below, Harry. You'll speak or be seen by anybody without my permission. Whatever happens, it's imperative you stay below. Harry, do as I say. Trust me. Trust me. Evening, Draco. What brings you here on this fine spring evening?
Who else is here? I heard you talking.
I often talk aloud to myself. I find it extraordinarily useful. Have you been whispering to yourself, Draco? Draco, you are no assassin.
How do you know what I am? I've done things that would shock you.
Like cursing Katie Bell and hoping that in return she'd bear a cursed necklace to me. Like replacing a bottle of mead with one laced with poison. Forgive me, Drake. I cannot help feeling these actions are so weak that your heart can't really have been in them.
Trust me. I was chosen.
I shall make it easy for you.
Stay on!
Very good.
others.
How? The vanishing cabinet in the room of requirement. I've been mending it.
Let me guess. It has a sister. A twin.
Borgin and Burks. They form a passage.
Ingenious.
Draco. Years ago, I knew a boy who made all the wrong choices. Please let me help you.
I don't want your help. Don't you understand? I have to do this. I have to kill you. He's gonna kill me.
Good evening, Bellatrix. I think introductions are in order, don't you?
Love to, Elvis. But I'm afraid we're on a bit of a tight schedule. Do it!
He doesn't have the stomach, just like his father. Let me finish him in my own way.
No! The Dark Lord has cleared the boys to do it.
This is your moment. Do it!
Go on, Draco! No!
No. Severus. Please. Avada Kedavra.
To the Dark Lord. Spells against me, Potter. Yes. I'm the half-blood prince.
Thank you.
Sure.
In light of what has happened, if you should have the need to talk to someone, you should know Professor Dumbledore. You meant a great deal to him.
Do you think he would have done it? Draco?
No. No, he was lowering his wand. In the end, it was Snape. It was always Snape. And I did nothing. It's fake. Open it.
To the Dark Lord. I know I will be dead long before you read this, but I want you to know that it was I who discovered your secret. I have stolen the real Horcrux and intend to destroy it as soon as I can. I face death in the hope that when you meet your match, you will be mortal once more. R.A.B. R.A.B.
Dunno. But whoever they are, they have the real Horcrux. Means it was all a waste. All of it.
Ron's okay with it, you know. You and Ginny. If I were you and he's around, I'd keep this logging to a minimum.
I'm not coming back, Hermione. I've got to finish whatever Dumbledore started. And I don't know where that'll lead me. I'll let you and Ron know where I am when I can.
I've always admired your courage, Harry. But sometimes you can be really thick. Don't really think you're going to be able to find all those Horcruxes by yourself, do you? You need us, Harry.
I never realized how beautiful this place was.